Transition to a circular economy to combat unsustainable consumerism. The global middle class has grown rapidly, leading to a huge increase in consumption. This puts a strain on Earth's resources. Americans spend over $1.2 trillion yearly on stuff they don't need, with each household having about 300,000 possessions. An average American household throws away over 2 tons of solid waste and about 100 gallons of wastewater in just a year. Plastic production worldwide has skyrocketed since 1950, reaching over 380 million tons by 2016, but barely 10% of it gets recycled. We're in the Great Acceleration Era, where human activity is messing up the environment big time, affecting nature and climate in harmful ways. Scottish psychologist and philosopher Kenneth Crike introduced the term mental model to elucidate how human minds construct internal representations of the external world. Shifting consumer behavior towards sustainability necessitates a collective transformation of the mental models individuals employ when making purchasing decisions. It requires individuals to relinquish the conventional, linear perception of the economy in favor of a circular outlook. Within a linear system, consumers perceive resources as limitless and engage in exploitative consumption practices. However, in a circular system, consumers acknowledge the finite nature of resources and remain cognizant of the intricate ecological repercussions of their consumption choices. Consumers desire eco-friendly products, but rarely alter their buying habits accordingly. Smart consumers know that their buying habits aren't great for the environment. More and more people say they want to shop in ways that are kinder to the planet. But there's still a problem. They're not doing it. A lot of folks find it hard or expensive to make eco-friendly choices. They might not know much about green brands or how to live sustainably. And most of us don't really know how much our actions affect the environment. Consumers often engage in routine buying behaviors automatically. Pausing to mindfully reflect on purchase decisions can require extra cognitive effort, resulting in the current consumption intention action gap. Consumers' associations with brands or products mean a certain logo may trigger a memory, which then triggers a network of associated memories and, ultimately, a purchase. For example, many associate green products with attributes such as gentleness, so they're likely to buy environmentally friendly products when gentleness would offer a perceived benefit, as with, for example, baby shampoo. Yet consumers prove less likely to make green purchases when they want a product with strength, such as a car wash soap. Marketers must familiarize themselves with consumers' associations with green products to better influence them to make more sustainable purchases. Shopping can become an unconscious habit, bypassing conscious decision-making. Humans tend to stick to what they know. Everyday purchases can become habits, triggered by familiar cues. Over time, these behaviors become automatic. Sometimes, this routine buying can turn into a problem. People might not notice or care about logos promoting eco-friendly stuff if they don't recognize them. But when they see logos they know, it sparks something in their brain. This means familiar logos, like the Fair Trade one, can make people more interested and happy about what they're buying. It's all because of a part of the brain called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, VMPFC, that's linked to how we feel about things. Address obstacles to eco-friendly buying with strategic measures for improvement. Ways brands can encourage people to buy more sustainably include 1. Utilize market power. If your company is already well-known and a leader in the market, make a bigger commitment to sustainability. This might mean using packaging materials that can be recycled or getting ingredients from more eco-friendly sources. 2. Shift habits. When launching a new product, you need to change the habits of consumers. You can do this by showing how your product is more convenient or affordable and by explaining its benefits in campaigns. 3. Upstream approaches. Encourage consumers to make eco-friendly choices by making it easy for them. Instead of putting vegetarian foods only in a separate section, put them next to meat options. One store did this and saw a 23% increase in sales of plant-based foods. 4. Downstream approaches. When people make big changes in their lives, like moving to a new city, they're likely to change their habits too. Brands can use this information to help people break old habits and start new ones. Tap into consumers' need for belonging through persuasive messaging. When individuals ponder over issues concerning their social belonging, they stimulate various brain regions and processes. When involved in tasks necessitating self-evaluation, the ventromedial prefrontal cortex, VMPFC, interacts with brain structures associated with motivation and emotion, the nucleus accumbens, NAC, amygdala, and anterior insula, forming a temporary functional network. The dorsal portions of the medial prefrontal cortex, MPFC, link to the hippocampus and prefrontal cortex, establishing a distinct network to aid in monitoring, evaluating, and responding to triggering events. The MPFC also connects to a mentalizing system, facilitating the consideration of others' mental states and perspectives, allowing for inferences regarding their probable intentions and beliefs. Activation of the brain's temporal parietal junction, TPJ, occurs when individuals process information across multiple senses and contemplate others. Neuroscientific research indicates that altering subjects' convictions is achievable through persuasion attempts that associate specific beliefs with social norms. Encouraging eco-friendlier consumer decisions involves harnessing the social imperative, employing persuasive messaging to portray environmentally conscious behavior as appealing pro-social conduct. Elevating the social desirability of conspicuous conservation over conspicuous consumption can motivate status-conscious consumers to opt for environmentally friendly products. Directing attention toward consumers' peers, communities, and online social circles can foster social contagion by presenting green consumerism as a desirable standard. Circular economy practices may trigger people's disgust response due to perception. Disgust can be like a shield, protecting us from germs by making us avoid potentially dirty things. It's part of our behavioral immune system, BIS, a mental process that helps us steer clear of infection risks. But sometimes, this defense mechanism goes into overdrive, and we find ourselves feeling repulsed by things that aren't harmful, like clothes that others have worn just a bit. This irrational aversion, known as the yuck factor, can make it tough for us to embrace the idea of sharing and reusing resources, especially as we move towards a circular economy. Convert skeptics to green consumers is tough, yet feasible. To understand why some people strongly deny climate change, think about cognitive dissonance. It's like a mental tug of war that stops us from considering ideas that clash with what we believe. Psychologist Leon Festinger suggested two ideas about this. First, when faced with conflicting beliefs, we often twist our thoughts or actions to fit our existing views. Second, we tend to steer clear of anything that challenges what we think. By getting someone to buy a green product once, you nudge them to stick with it. They want to keep things consistent, so they're more likely to buy it again. If they publicly commit to being eco-friendly, they're likely to stick to it. People usually prefer information that backs up what they already think. They easily accept arguments that support their views. So, instead of focusing on environmental benefits, brands should highlight other reasons to buy, like cost, quality, style, or health benefits. Avoiding greenwashing is key. Don't just pretend to be eco-friendly. Corporations, NGOs, and governments must unite to avert ecological collapse. Governments, NGOs, and corporations need to implement new rules and market setups. For example, governments could adopt eco-friendly tax plans, like adding carbon fees to cut greenhouse gas emissions. These fees would push companies to lower their carbon output and shoppers to pick low-carbon products. Designers should listen to consumer groups asking for the right to repair items. They should make goods that last longer instead of planning them to wear out quickly. This would promote a circular consumption model. Furthermore, governments, NGOs, and companies must educate consumers about global environmental issues and targets, such as the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, set by the United Nations. These goals cover things like clean energy, air quality, and tackling climate change, aiming to achieve them by 2030. Increasing awareness about these goals can rally people worldwide to work together for change, safeguarding our planet from harm and securing life for all beings. Key points. 1. Transition to a circular economy to combat excessive consumption and resource depletion. 2. Encourage eco-friendly buying habits through strategic marketing and product design. 3. Make the power of social norms to make sustainability trendy and appealing. 4. Address barriers to sustainable consumption, such as the yuck factor and cognitive dissonance. 5. Promote cooperation among governments, NGOs, and corporations to implement eco-friendly policies. 6. Educate consumers about global environmental goals, such as the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. 7. Advocate for regulations and incentives that incentivize environmentally responsible behavior.